Good morning, beloved. What a blessing it is to be back with you this seventh time. Can you believe it? It's been 7 weeks since we vacated our worship center because of the social distancing. And I have to come in here be in this big auditorium by myself, but thank God I know I am not by myself because Yahweh is with me. And I want you to know, beloved, wherever you are, in your home, outside in your yard, you may be in the kitchen, you may be in the garage, you may be in the basement, you may be in the bedroom, even in the bathroom, you're not alone. Jesus is with you. And we're so glad that you joined us again this morning as we lift up the name of the Lord even in the midst of this pandemic. Again, I want to welcome you to the Berean Experience. We are located at 4555 Fairfield Avenue, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802, where the worship experience is a breath of fresh air. Last week, we completed our series of messages we entitled the Dress Right Series. And so this morning, I want to share with you two passages of scripture that will be the foundation, the backdrop, a word that God has deposited in my spirit that I want to share with you in your spirit this morning. The songwriter says, the name of Jesus lifted high. Lift him up. Lift him up. And I just want to thank our own praise team. You are seen live, the Berean praise team led by Minister Raquel McCarter and her team. And what a great job they did this morning to break up our hearts in preparation for the Word of God. Two passages of Scripture. The first is our collateral passage, and it's found in the book of Galatians, or Paul's letter to the church at Galatia. Galatians chapter number 2 and verse 20. And then preaching passage will come from Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 16. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ who liveth in me. And the life which I now live in this flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loves me and gave himself for me. Then Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father which is in. Pray with me this morning. Father, the hour is come again that your Son Yeshua, Jesus, must be lifted up. For Jesus said, and if I be lifted up, I, Jesus, will draw men, all women, all boys and girls unto me. So lift Jesus up again this morning. May Jesus be seen clearly. May Jesus be heard and understood without any ambiguity. And when this experience shall have come to a pause, may Jesus be honored. May Jesus be obeyed. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, thine is the glory forever. Amen. Amen. I want to talk to us this morning from the topic, how are you reflecting the light? in this darkness? How, my friend, are you reflecting the light in this darkness? One of the most difficult issues to really come to grips with in the Christian faith is this idea of Christians, believers, working and being credited, but not working for the credits. I'm going to say that again. It is difficult to comprehend, to really get this idea of Christians working and being credited, yet not working for the credit. The Christian religion, my friend, is the only religion that teaches this idea of faith and works. That, of course, we're not saved by works. We are saved by faith. Yet, we must work to show our faith. We must work to prove that we have faith. But, watch this. We are not working to get credit for the work that we do. But if we do not work, we will not be credited for the work that we are doing, that we are not doing to get credit for. Have I lost you yet? Is anybody feeling me, or are you getting confused? We work not to get credit. Yet, we are credited for the work we do. So that, even though we do not work to get credit, if we do not work, we will not get credited for the work that we do that we are not doing to get credited for. Every time I think about this, it causes me to laugh. But it is true. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14, you are the light of the world. But wait a minute, Jesus. In John chapter 8 and verse 12, you said you were the light of the world. Jesus says in John chapter 8 and verse 12, I am the light of the world. I, Yeshua, I, Jesus, am the light of the world. And any man who follows me will not work or walk, excuse me, in darkness. And then in Matthew 5 and verse 14, he says, you are the light of the world. And then he goes on to say in verse 16, so let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father which is in heaven. Seems a little confusing. I have always struggled, beloved, with this I and you issue that Jesus is sharing. One place he says, I am the light of the world. Another place he says, you are the light of the world. Until one time God took me to a highway. I mean a literal highway. To help me to understand this idea of you are the light. Even though he says in John chapter 8, I am the light. I pastored in East Tennessee in the early 2000s. I was blessed to pastor in a little town called Harriman, Tennessee. You probably never heard of Harriman. Harriman, Tennessee is about 35 miles or so northwest of Knoxville, Tennessee. And so I used to travel between Knoxville and Chattanooga on I-75. And on I-75, between Knoxville and Chattanooga, there is a part of the road that is very curvy and very foggy at night. I mean, I'm talking about a dense fog. And so the road construction engineer of Tennessee, the Tennessee Department of Highways, put some reflectors on that road in that particular area, in that curvy area. If you travel to I-75 south going toward Atlanta from Knoxville or going toward Chattanooga, you probably know what I'm talking about if you've traveled there at night. And because they realized that without lights in that area, many accidents will occur, people will die. And so they placed reflectors all over the road for about maybe 100 feet or so. And when you are driving on I-75 south going to Chattanooga or north coming back to Knoxville, at night in this dense, foggy place, the whole place lights up. And I used to wonder who would plant over 100 light bulbs on this road. It just lights up the place. And it was so unique to me that one day, while I was driving on that highway during the day, I decided to stop, pulled over, and to go and see where these lights were. And a friend in a car with me told me, "Wigar, they're not light bulbs, they're reflectors." Reflectors? Yes. They are reflectors that are placed on the road. And they are placed in such a way that they will phase your headlights. And so your headlight becomes the source. It flashes on these reflectors, and these reflectors reflect the light back, and it just lights up the place. And I came to understand what Jesus meant when he said, "You are the light of the world." Paul says in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live it by faith and the Son of God, who loves me and gave himself for me." In other words, what Paul is saying, beloved, is it is not you that is living, or it is not I. It is Christ that is living in us. It is not the reflector on the road that is shining the light. It is the headlights of the car. Because once the car passes and there is no light shining on the reflector goes out and the place turns dark again. Now, when you come during the day, you can't even see the reflectors. You probably won't even know they are there. Why? Because of daylight. The reflectors are not needed during the daylight. They are only needed in the night, and they have to be placed in such a way that the light from your car, which is the main source of the light, is flashing on them so that they can reflect the light from your car. My friends, you and I are reflectors of God's light in this dark world. We're reflectors of the light. We have no light of our own. But watch this. Jesus, Yeshua, gives us credit for reflecting his light. There are three divine spiritual realities that we see in our passage here, found in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16. The first is the instruction. If I was in my church with my members, I'd say, turn to your neighbor and say, the instruction. So talk back to me, even though I can't hear you. I know somebody in your house can hear you. The instruction. What is the instruction? Let your light so shine. Right there we see that we are giving credit. Jesus says it is our light. Let your light so shine. So he gives us credit. He tells us that this light, which is really not ours, this light which is his, we have been given credit for, because we place ourselves in the line of the light. So he says, let your light so shine. The second spiritual reality we see in this passage is the environment. See the environment. He says, let your light, the instruction, so shine, the environment before men. Before men in this dark world. Beloved, mankind is groping in the darkness of sin. And light is not needed when there's no darkness. That's why when you travel on that road, I-75, during the daytime, and if it is not foggy, you don't need that light. You don't need the reflectors. But when you travel at night during the fog, the reflectors are necessary. They are needed. And the light from your car with the reflector in the line of that light will light up that place. Jesus says, we are reflectors in this environment. This environment of sin, with its residues of death, COVID-19, earthquakes, wildfires, storms, tornadoes, and hurricanes. This world that is full of murder and mischief and cruelty, Jesus says, we are reflectors. So the first thing we see, this first spiritual reality, is the instruction. Let your light so shine. The second spiritual reality is the environment before men. And the third and final spiritual reality, beloved, is the intended outcome. Somebody said the intended outcome. He said that they may see your good work, watch this, and give glory to your Father which is in heaven. So there are two places that you are giving credit. Let your light so shine, that they may see your good work. Oh, but watch this now. This is where a lot of Christians get it twisted. They think the intended outcome is for them to get glory. No, my friends. The intended outcome is not for me to get glory or for you to get glory. It is for him to get glory. They will see your good works. It looks like you are the one doing the work. But remember, Paul says in Galatians 2:20, it is not you or it is not me. It is Christ in us. Just like it is not the reflector, but it is the light of the automobile that is shining on that reflector. But the intended glory, beloved, is Yahweh. So my question to you today is, how are you reflecting the light in this gross darkness of COVID-19? This time of social distancing, this time of loneliness. People are dying alone because their families cannot be with them. Funerals and memorials are being held in isolation. Some places you can't have more than 10 people. There's so much pain. How are you reflecting the light? Have you missed the intended outcome of this instruction in this environment? You're putting out your light because nobody give you credit. Nobody put you on the pedestal. Nobody recognized all that you are doing. Nobody give you glory. They didn't give you a medal. They didn't give you a plaque. They didn't put you on the marquee and headlines. So now you are upset. You're discouraged. You want to stop reflecting. You want to leave the line of the light. No, 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 beloved. The glory is not for you. The glory is not for me. And surely, men will ignore the fact that it is you working, because it is really not you. You love those who are unlovable and they treat you wrong. Don't get discouraged, because the intended outcome is not for you to get glory. You treat people nice and they stab you in the back. Don't get discouraged, because the intended outcome is not for you to get the glory. You go out of your way to be kind and caring to people and they treat you like trash. Oh, beloved, don't be discouraged, because the intended outcome is not to give you glory. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give who glory? Give glory to your Father, which is in heaven. Oh, but one day, if you don't get discouraged and throw in the towel, if you don't get hurt so bad that you abandon the instruction, the assignment, you don't get so hurt that you walk away from the appointment, then one day, my Bible says, that you will hear these words, these credits, from Yahweh himself. Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Oh no, beloved, the glory is not intended for you, but the credit that you have not earned will be given to you, and it will be given to you by Yahweh himself. So how are you reflecting the light? How do you plan to reflect the light next week. I heard a song a long time ago. It's one of those oldies but goodies. It said, hold up the light. Hold up the light. Oh, you heaven-bound soldier. Hold up the light. Let your light shine throughout the world. May God bless you, my friends. May God keep you. May God cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you as you hold up the light. You are the light of the world. So let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father, which is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my friends, I hope it was very short and sweet. And I pray that you are encouraged today. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what discouragement or disappointment that you're going through. But I want you to know, if you keep holding up the light, one day, God will give you credit. We are here at 4555 Fairfields Avenue, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. If you live in this city, the greater Baton Rouge area, after COVID-19 blows over, we come back to this place where the worship experience is a breath of fresh air. I encourage you to come. Share with us in our Berean worship experience. If you are not from here, but you come to visit, if your travel brings you through our city and you are here on a weekend, on a Saturday morning, we are here from 9 a.m. for Sabbath school and 11 o'clock for our divine worship. 4555 Fairfields Avenue. And if this message had been a blessing to you, just press or click share. Click share and share with a friend, share with a loved one, a family. And if you want to be a blessing to our ministry, I encourage you to go on our website, www.BereanBatonRouge.com. That's www.BereanBatonRouge.com. One word. Or you can call me at 504-621-8418. 504-621-8418. Pastor Wegard, I'll pray with you, I'll share with you, and listen to what you have to share. While COVID is still holding us in this, what I call house arrest, if you want to join us in our worship experience on Saturday mornings, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, you can dial 712-775-7035 and put in the code 207790. The code is 207790#. And you will join us in our online service. Until then, my friend, may God bless you. May he keep you. May he share his light of love upon you and yours until we meet again.